started it, the two of Rabbi Nehemiah Russell.
Pasach Shlach, this week the whole world is talking about Israel. All around, everyone hears the news, what's happening. It's all of Yeshua. The Pasach Shavua is very personal this week. We connect to it. Moshe Rabbeinu sends out Meraglim, how to fight a war, how to understand Israel, what's good, what's bad. The whole world around us now is doing the same thing, trying to look for our bad, trying to hurt us. The whole parsha, the whole week, is about Israel. Let's understand a little bit what happened in this parsha, Meraglim, and why Moshe sent Meraglim, why Gishbogu did or didn't want to send Meraglim. Everyone knows the word shlach means to send. And Hashem told Moshe, shlach lecha, Rashi brings, l'daitcha, how you want it. Medrash brings, Mepharshim bring, really Hashem did not want to send out spies. But Moshe wanted to, Hashem said, do it for how you want it. Do it for Vosso, only for Toyiv, not for Ra. What was the understanding what this Meraglim is, what the spies are for? If we look in Tanakh, there's three words that mean spy. You mean to look out on a land. This is partial, use the word shlach, shluchim. But also says the word vayeturu, or latur, which means to go and look at it. In English is the word tourism, to have a tour. You know, go look as mani, a temporarily looking. Person says a tour, he's not moving there. A tourist doesn't come to live in a place, he's visiting, having a fun time. Moshe Beda says, shlach, kashbogu to Moshe, shlach lecha anoshe vayeturu es. Then it says the tourist arets. He's like Moshe, the tourist arets Canaan. A few times the same lashon of the tour. It doesn't say the pash meragim at all. Moshe Beno, his mahalik, his thought process was, his method was the tour. Just come as a tourist. Visit, have a good time. Come back and give us the good news. The tourist goes, doesn't come back saying bad news. He's going to have a good time. The meragim themselves came back and wanted to change and say we saw good, but this is not so good. But Moshe's kavanah was only latur, zmani, a temporary time. Look in Chazal, there's two more words that mean spying in the psukim. In this week's Haftarah, when Yeshua sent out Kalev at Pinchas, says a feish shnei meraglim. Well, there the Navi, the tzaddik Yeshua, the psukim used were meraglim. Meragil, it's the same lashon we say in Hikas Lashon Hara, Veselich Rachel. A peddler should not go peddling your information. Meragil is lashon of regular your feet. Don't go around peddling, don't go around giving over information. And that's what Yeshua wanted. Moshe is not coming to test, could be a real war, win the war, not win the war. Moshe and Christ had a muna, because Bogdan won the war. Wanted to see if the food is good, if it was not good, giants, short people. The war they didn't win, that family six fashion. Yeshua had to go to battle. He had to know the tactical details. Where they're strong, where they're weak. So he said Meraglim. Meraglim was, in Yeshua's times, a checking out the peddle information. They want to know how to spy land, where the weakness is and where's the difficult places, where's the easy places to win over Eretz Canaan. That's the Lashon Meraglim and Haftarah. The passage Devarim, the Torah repeats the Pasha Meraglim, Pasha Shlach, is a different word. Doesn't say the Torah, doesn't say Meraglim. It says, they were Chafira, they dug. The word Chafira means to dig. The Torah, Moshe better repeats the Pasha Dvarim. They're going to the land of Israel, and the whole story of Meraglim says, Vayichapru Arts, which the first one brings is Lashon Chafira, to dig. There Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I wanted Torah. I wanted a visit for the temporary. Just to have fun, come back and tell us the fun, the good things. But Kleisim and Aveir, they're Chofer. They dug into it and looked for what the small little bad details are, so looking at the overall great picture. There's a three lashonas we find in the Psukim of Tanakh and Chumash and Navi Yeshua of spying. The tour, which we're saying it means like English, a tour, which is a temporary visit. Meraglim, which lost some regular peddling information. And Chafiro by Yechapru, the dig in. The Kedushas Levi in this Pasha brings the Tur, the same lashon like Hara, Torah, to give over information. A Rebbe, a father, learns to his child, learns to his Talmud, is also giving over information. And it's the same thing says the Kedushas Levi, it's Zmani. It's temporary. The Torah is not just in this world. The Torah is supposed to take us forever and ever to the next world. So it's a tour. Right now I'm giving you the Father is giving a temporary lick, a temporary feeling of a geshmak of the Torah, which is taken on forever afterwards. And the Kushlevi said, what's Lashon Kafira? Pashas Devarim. Kafira was, Moshe Ben said, I want you to be choifer. Dig in, take in the Tzvei Sakhlashim. Take those sparks of holiness that's soul, the Lehet Kanan, and tell me where it is. And I can grow with that. So look at a person as Gushas Levi, his good sparks, his good personality, his good midos, and help him grow with it. That's how Gushas Levi looks at the words of the spine. You should all be zoike to not be just Hayarin, not be just tourism in Yisrael. The soul should become really ours, as the Yeshua wanted to be Koivish Yisrael, conquer it. Should be only Shalom, and Yeshua is all Yisrael. The Torah continues, what was the Avera of Meraglim? Pastors, most of the Persians say, Avera Meraglim was Lashon Hara. They spoke something inappropriate about the land of Israel. Just understand, you read the Pesukim, and it's nothing bad. They spoke about it's good, and fruits are big, the giants, all truth. Nothing sounds bad. So what was the Lashon Hara? What was the Avera? Some of the bring, there's one word, Ephes, but. This is all good, but and they, that lowers the standard of what they were talking about. Well, if you understand a little more in the Farshim, something seems to be beginning. Moshe Ben sent them out, and they came back. And they changed people. Beginning of the parasha says that they were anoshim. Says Rashi, kum chashuvim. At that time they were sent out. They were all kosher. Kum anoshim. Says Rashi, kol anoshim shemikra losha kashivus. The Moshe sent them out, they were all kosher. They were kosher and kosher. A few psukim later, they're coming back, says the pasuk, Vayelchu. Vayelchu v'yevoyu, says Rashi, Ma vayelchu, lahakish lichosn b'yosn. Ma b'yosn b'yitzara, af halichosn b'yitzara. Just like when they're coming back, they're saying b'yitzara, they're saying that they're Meraglim were saying over Lashon Hara, Beret Yisrael. Says Rashi, so to the going also of Yitzhara. It's a contradiction in Rashi. Beginning Rashi says in the beginning of Parashah, a few psukim earlier, Kuan Noshim Kashuvim, but Oysa Shak Shemayu. Now he's saying Rashi, a few psukim later, from Pasuk Gimel to Pasuk Avov, he's saying that they're Yitzhara beginning. What happened? What changed? Are they Yitzhara beginning or the Kashuvim? I wanted to think myself, could be a Mechoikis Moshe and the Meraglim and Hikas Lashon Hara. Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim out to look for the good, came back and told us the tour, told us the visit, how good your visit was. The Meraglim came back and said, let me tell you how good the visit was. For us it was great. The land itself has problems. They thought the land is blaming, the land is rock, dirt, trees. We could talk bad about the land, say the concern is the land. Moshe said no. Even a land, even a doinim, even a subtle object, we can't talk Lashon Hara about it. It's back at Yisrael, Eretz Kedosha, land of Eretz Yisrael's Kadosh, we can't talk about it. So my claim is Moshe Meraglim is on a doinim, a quiet thing, an inanimate object, can we speak about it? Moshe in the beginning, and they sent out, they would be the Moshe, they were on Moshe's level. You can't talk about Eretz Yisrael, so it's Kadosh. And they knew they'd come back, they only say good. They came back then, they realized that in the beginning when they left, they had a mind to talk about Yisrael. So they come back and talk about Yisrael, they say Yitzhara, they say, you know what, we ourselves are Choshuv. What we're saying is land to land. The land we can talk Lashon Hara about. So Moshe sent them, and that was the truth. They were Choshuv, they were Kosher. When they came back, they realized that the whole Cheshivas that they had is a Mechlekes of Moshe. So in their mind, they're saying, Toiv, Moshe's mind, they realize they're saying Lashon Hara. So you're right, they're both true. They're not Choshuv and they're Kosher. But their Yitzhara they had, Lefi Moshe was Lashon Hara. That's my own idea I wanted to say. The answer is Pshat and Rashi to see her. Rashi brings the smichus of Pasha, says Rashi. Why is this Pasha Shlach after Pasha's Balaisko? Says Rashi, Nismacho, Pasha Marango, Pasha Miriam. Fishaloksa al Iske Dibosh Dibrakha. Miriam was Gatsaras, she spoke about her brothers, Lashon Hara. Roshay Malalu, Roh, Lachu Musa. Whenever we see something, we walk in the street, Ashkaga Pratis, we see something, we have to learn from it. Maravim should have learned. They were tzaddikim, the ksherim, the shvatim, went through Yamsa. They should have learned. One few minutes ago, a few days ago, Miriam got tzaras. Why did she get tzaras? What happened? What could we learn from it? And it says, Rashi did not learn from it. They were shoyim alolu ro, elochu musr. Whatever we see, whatever we hear about, it's like musr from. They did not take musr from Miriam, who got tzaras, because they should have learned from that, not to speak ashrari. Be more careful. The Torah continues, Shlach HaKol says, Rashi, the daitko, we have to understand, sometimes the tzaddik wants something, even though Kesh Baruch Hu knows the end, the Kol Yitzeh, what's going to come out of it may not be good for us. Kesh Baruch Hu lets the tzaddik do it. Kesh Baruch Hu here knew what's going to be in the future. He knew we're miraglim. They knew we'd end up staying in Midbar, avoyim shonim. We knew we could go to Israel afterwards and be a hard time in Midbar, everyone's going to die. Why does Shem Moshe do it? Shem Moshe says, you can't say miraglim. That's it, finished. Sometimes the tzaddik wants something, even a person wants something, Kesh Baruch Hu gives it to us. Even though the outcome is Kesh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen. I really don't want it. I know the truth, says Kesh Baruch Hu. I can't tell you the Nevuah what's going to happen. But you want to go, you send. Not for me. And Rashi brings that as a helim. It was hidden from Moshe what's going to happen. We find later on when Moshe does send that miraglim, Ayikar Moshe L'Sheya Ben Nun Yeshua. His real name was Hoshea Ben Nun, as everyone knows. And Moshe Anahei, says Rashi, why? His Baal Olov Koyishi Acham Etzas Meragim. Moshe made a special tefillah for Yeshua, Hashem should save him. Kav Yud Hei, Ed on the Yud, that's Yud Hei Yeshua, should save him from that Etzas Meragim. Means Moshe knew something's going to happen. Moshe had some Nevuah, something's going to happen, he's down for him. So why are you sending them? So we see Kesh Baruch Hu makes the Tzadik do what Kesh Baruch Hu wants, even though he knows what's going to come out of it. Tzadik even had a feeling of it, had to go down for him, but it still had to happen. When we go in life, we know things are happening. We have a feeling something's bad going to happen, but it happens. Afterwards, after we see the bad thing that happened or the difficult decision that happened, let's have a chesed with us. I shouldn't have done it. How can I do it? What do I do? Kesh Baruch Hu wanted it. You can't go back and change the past. We can't have Klisha Das in the past. Moshe may have to do a tefillah, try to help him when he could help. Even though he had a feeling, he knew what's going to happen. And we see that even right before Maragon went, he had a man to help Yeshua. So we see he had some hergish of needing a Koyishi after Tzach Maragon. On the other hand, when Kalev, who Moshe did not daven for, went down for himself. It says, V'yalon b'negev v'yoga ha-tzevrin, says Rashi, Kalev levad v'holok sham, v'shtadet kiv y'ovoitz, Kalev himself went to Chevron and down the school summit, Yaakov, school to office of Lashem, to help him not be part of the Tzach Meragim. You see, Kalev also had some feeling when he was with the Meragim in Israel, it's not going well. Before he even came back and said to Lashem Hara, he realized something's going wrong. They had to have school to office, down to the Shporoko, down to the school summit, Yaakov, to help him. Some of the person does not have the school of Tzach davening for him, he down for himself. And he goes to Makom HaTzadikim, becomes a Gleishim, Koysuk, Eberachol, Atzad's Cave, and Beisachai, and Beisachvaris. That gives you a Koyuk Adam to Hashem and help yourself. You see two ways of davening. See in the Hilchos davening, two ways of spoken to help answer tefillahs. A person can be Kasha and Tzadik. A Tzadik davens for a person, even add that name. Because if we add that name, a person is sick, he ends up Mishabek and helps the person. That's the Moshe that did, end up for Yeshua, Yud, for Yeshua, Koshiacha. On the other hand, you find Kalev dying for himself, and he got saved also. So we have ourselves dying for ourselves, and Tzadik dying for us. The Torah continues, when Miragim came back, they said, "Vayod Rebono La'oretz Efes Ki'aza'om." Anything Miragim said was true, but the question was, it's added in one word, Efes. Even one word, we have to understand, every word we say is counted. Everything they said was true. And how they say it, the tone of voice, the face, the expressions you make. The Kotskaya brings every small tenuah when he says something, Lashon Hara, that person is so great. We mean to say he's not so great, he's saying it sarcastically. Every way he said it, the miracle in one word, Ephes, changes the whole thing. Even the word Ephes itself, you have a dot in the pay or not a pay, changes the translation of the word. It could be bot or it could be Ephes, and you say in Yiddish, it could be something, something. Everything we say, we do, every movement we make, can be part of Lashon Hara or Lashon Toiv. The Torah then continues, Rabbi Raga went out, Ma Orita Shmenihi, Amish Ba'etzim Ayin. They're looking for, is it good trees? Is it fat fruits? Is it small? Is it weak? Kiyaka brings, let them understand what's Moshe saying. Moshe had a Muna. What's the care the food's big or small? Moshe even knows himself, he may not go in. Who's the care the food tastes good or sweet? Look, it has Torah, has Tefillah, has Kedusha. What does it mean over here? Says the Kiyaka, what does it mean? Yish ve'etzim ayin. Moshe shalach meraglim. Loi rach lid doik eretz. And the Gamma Rukhni Shavoy. Says the Gemara Mabasa, Kiyaka says, he's checking the spiritual. And Yesh Ba'etz, says the Gemara Mabasa, and Yesh Shom Odom Koshish Yogan Lom Ka'etz. Is there a great person there, an Odom Kosher, who can make and conceive of them, and help them like a tree that says it's Geshev. Gam Shu Noyig and Torah Shu Eitz Achayim. Says the Kiyaka Gemara Mabasa says, person's an Eitz, watch over the Klai Yisrael, there's a Tzadik there, Odom Kosher there, who has Torah. And he brings the Gemara and says, there's a tzaddik named Eoiv who came from a place called Utz. Says Gemara Basra, that's the hint that Eoiv was at Yisrael, came from Utz, which is the Rem, is the word Eitz. Says, Moshe, I'm asking you, is Eoiv still there? Moshe remembered Eoiv from Mitzrayim. He wanted to know, is Eoiv still there at Yisrael? Is the tzaddik Eoiv there? He calls from Utz, he calls from Eitz. Yesh ba'Eitz, is that tzaddik there from Megan on us? Come in. You see this Kiyoker. It goes on how the sail of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eretz Yisrael, just like the sail of a tree walks over the fruit and shades. And he says, Eretz Asher, Ine Hashem, Dorish Ois HaTomid. Eretz Yisrael is the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks over the place HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks over all the time. We see now the great miracles that are happening. The missiles are flying the whole time. Very few have direct hits. And when they do hit, amazing, a day before, people all evacuated from that place. And no one got hurt. Says the Kiyoker, the word Eitz is the Gematria 160. It's hinting to it, Yisrael is a place of Shakai, the seal, the shade of Hashem, at Yuke Vavke. You take the word Yud Hei Vav Hei, and you split it in two parts, Yud Hei and a Vav and Hei, says Kiyoker. Yud is 10, Hei is 5. Says Kiyoker, 10 times 5 is 50, and 5 times 10 is 50. So Yud Hei and Hei Yud is 100. 10 times 5, 5 times 10. Then you have the Vav and the Hei, says Kiyoker. 5 times 6 is 30. And the Hei Vav, 6 times 5 is 30. So 130 and 30 is 160. In the Eretz Yisrael, in the eighths, is there a Yud-Kei Vav-Kei? Is there all the mathematical back and forth kashbonis of the Shem Avayah? Also the word Selam, which means their shade, is also 160, says Kiyoker. And that's why by the Meraglim, they came back, the Pasuk says, Hein sor tzilam aleihem. Their shade went away from them. The tzel hashkinah, that's on a person, on a neshama, left Meraglim. So the Kiyoker says, Moshe asked them, Ma'ish ba'etz, is there the shkinah of the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei Neshaka there? Is the Kedusha there? It didn't mean the trees or fruits. He wanted to know the Kedusha of the shkinah in Yisrael. We see the Kshibis in Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, sent out Kulan Noshim Rashi Ibn Yisrael Hema. They were all tzaddik in those times. And they still lost and they came back. And as we said before, they came back. And the Chasson also was B'yasam Ra. The Shiva Shet Yisrael, great Yisrael was, Moshe Rabbeinu was waiting to come there. He wanted to know how Yisrael is. Pasha Pesukim, they asked him the fruits. Moshe Rabbeinu knew he can't go in. But he wanted to hear how sweet it is. The Oilish, the punishment of the Meraglim, is a two-step punishment. Hashem wanted really, by to shkat them. Hashem wants, says to Moshe, I kill everyone out. Lashon HaPosik. And Hashbog speaks to Moshe. Hashbog tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I can't have a devil of Yerushenu. I'm going to make you, make a play for everyone, I'll make you great. And then a few seconds later, I'm not bringing this nation to Israel, or it's Hashem Nishpalem, we shot the Midbar. So the Kesh Baruch Hu, Moshe, I'm going to kill all Christ, I'll shek all Christ the Midbar. Moshe ben Davin, the Kesh Baruch Hu, you give me this, and Kesh Baruch Hu answers, slach the Kilo Yerecho. So you see, Kesh Baruch Hu wanted to punish Christ, so, because the Chet Meraglim, 10 Meraglim spoke, and Klai Yisrael was Mekabel Lashon Hara, to a certain extent, The punishment was to wipe everyone out, start a new Am for Moshe. Moshe ben Adavin, and the Klai Yisrael Baruch Hashem was not called out, but Yoim the Yoim, they had to stay 40 years in the Midbar for the 40 days of Meragim Eretz Yisrael. Except for the punishment of being in the Midbar, Meragim souls had to die. And we find there's Magefa and Meragim souls died except calling Yeshua. You see, in Midah Kineg and Midah, just Kabbalah HaLashon Hara, just hearing and accepting HaLashon Hara, all of Klai Yisrael had 40 years for the 40 days. If I listened to HaLashon Hara, what did I do that he was there for 48 days? I heard a few words of HaLashon Hara, and that man who said HaLashon Hara did something, was there 40 days, and tells me about it. I now have to get 40 years, I'm stuck over here at Midbar. See how exact Midah Kineg and Midah is for the stringency and how severe HaLashon Hara is. They must become HaLashon Hara, and they gave Midah Kineg and Midah what these Temeragim did 40 days. Be very careful, we never know what the Midah Kineg and Midah will be. Halachas Kamakam, we do something good, and the person that's doing the good with us, they may have gone walking 100 steps, and we are with them, be happy with them. We can gain from their 100 steps they had. And the same thing we see, that is a find in the Chazal, even Goyim, the kings, they took a few steps toward the Tzadikim, they get scarred for it. Halachas Kamakam, the 40 days, gave the Kabbalah of Nahar 40 years, every small thing we do, we can get a scar for it. The Torah continues after the Maisa of the Meraglim. The Torah brings the story of the Chet Mafilin. The punishment for Meraglim was staying in the Midbar. People try sneaking in and going with Israel. They tried getting in Israel, even though Hashem said, Moshe told them, not possible. What happened? A mother came and fought them. Same thing now, people are trying to sneak in. We're trying to get back out of Israel, into Israel, but through Mitzrayim, through Jordan. You have to know after Munach Hashbaruch Hu, not quickly with Yodi, the army's not going to get you out, the police will get you out. The right time comes, the Shem will be shown, be Yeshuas, and we'll get in and back to Israel, back to home, out of Israel. We don't have to rely on all these sneaking in and everything else, because Baruch Hu in the right time will help us. The Torah then continues with the mitzvah, the mincha, with the sochim. Kabbalahs are not just there to give kapara. A kabbalah is also an adava, a truma, a thanks for Hashem, a hoidah, a kabbin toidah. And the kabbalahs, the mincha and the sakim, are there to thank Hashem, a ton of Hashem, to bring us closer. Losh of carbon is lahakriv, to bring the person himself close to Hashem. Onu kiyaka, we say, bashva yikra, the man himself, the person himself, the mach himself, comes close to Hashem. So right after the Chet of Meraglim, the Chet Mafilim, Klal Yisrael feeling low. They're stuck in Midbar. Now what? We're going to fall apart, we're all going to die in Midbar, nothing to do. So the Shem right afterwards, the mitzvah of the Mincha Nesachim. You bring a matana to me, you get closer to me. You don't have to do for Kapardo, you don't have to do a thing about your Averis. Bring me a matana, bring me a mincha, bring me a present, pour some wine and zveah, and you come closer to me. You can mark of yourself closer to me. At the way Hashem Baruch Hu gave us a feeling afterwards, a conversation to help us get closer to Him after the Chet of the Meraglim, the Chet Mafilim. By after the Torah gives the mitzvah of challah, as everyone knows, you make a certain amount of shear of dough to take off the Meraisa, they peel apart and give it to the Kohen, now there's Kohen Matame, so you burn it, put it away. Special mitzvah, like Truman and Meiser, special mitzvah of challah from the dough. But the mitzvah challah is different than Tumas HaMaiser. By challah, special mitzvah va'achen, when you come in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah challah is part of the issue of Eretz Yisrael. And again, right after Chet Meraglim, they're told they can't go in, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving you a mitzvah. This mitzvah is told in Eretz Yisrael, going Eretz Yisrael. So why are you going to come in? Don't worry, Mitzvah Shalom, you're going to come in Eretz Yisrael. Christ will have Eretz Yisrael. And now we have Eretz Yisrael, it's ours. The mitzvah challah is va'achen la'aretz. And every Shabbos, when a woman makes challah, even a man makes challah, they have the shear, they go and take closer to Israel. They va'achan. Every time they challah in chutzah, they take out that little piece of challah, make a bracha, we connect the mitzvah of va'achan, connect the mitzvah of coming to Israel. The Torah then continues, the Mekosh ate on the Shabbos. Fine, Chazal being with Slofod, and he went, and was cutting wood on Shabbos. The Torah says, they didn't, Christ did not know what to do with him. Says the Chazal, why is the Kodesh Eitz of the Shabbos in this passion? Right from a page 8 and the third talks about Gadif. Someone's doing Avodah Zarah. Today, a lot of people in Klai Yisrael, beginning Numa Sefer Dafyemi, theme of the Zarah. It's Matim for this Pasha, talks about the Gadif of the Zarah. And it's right afterwards, Makosh Eitzim says the Baal Turim, why is Makosh next to Magadif? Should as much echo on you, both at the same time. The Zarah and Magadif that was punished, and Makosh Eitzim were punished, the same Tkufa in Klai Yisrael. But Shabbos, says the Baal Turim, it's Skomalek of the Zarah. First Machal Shabbos is just like Oyv HaZorah. Therefore, right next to the Megadith of the Zorah, we have Hilkas Shabbos, says it about Turim. And also says about Turim, it's next to Pasuk Tzitzis. The Tzitzis, which is after the Mekosh Eitzim, is Shokot Kikol Mitzvahs. That's stated about places, brings a similar thing. Lama Nitzka Pasuk Mekosh to the Pasuk Tzitzis, says that Skenim, after Mekosh Eitzim was Machal Shabbos and it went to kill him, Moshe Ben came to Hashem with a Taina. A Yid puts on tefillin every day. When he's wearing his tefillin, he has ois, the Mekosh Baruch Hu. Come Shabbos, says Moshe, there's no ois, not wearing tefillin. So this Mekosh is not wearing his tefillin. He didn't rise over Shabbos. He's Mekosh on Shabbos. Says Moshe, Hashem, it's not fair. Because you put in your Torah, Halakha, no tefillin Shabbos. Mekosh is Mekosh on Shabbos. Why should he give him a skila? Why should he kill him? Baruch Hu answered, the next mitzvah, you're going to see why I did it. Because he's wearing tzitzis. It is also Zeicher Ois to Memekosh Baruch Hu. We have Schartem, we have the Tkeles, we'll see soon. So you're always going to have Tzitzis on even on Shabbos. So he should remember the Shabbos. Should remember that because of Yer Shemayim. Should remember me. He forgot me in those great Tzitzis? You're right, he wasn't going to kill him. They have Tzitzis. That's the Smiko says that Skenim, the Koshish of the Zorah, and the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. Now let's see the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. Pasuk says Schartem for Mitzvahs, my Tzitzkelu. Says the Rashi, famous Rashi, Tzitzis, the Gemach is 600, Tzadik and Yud is 90 and 10, and again Tzadik and Yud and Tof is 400. Then says Rashi, you have 8 chutim, 8 strings, 5 knots on each corner. So 8 strings, 5 knots, and 600 Tzitzis, 613. So Rashi said, we can remember Zachartem, the Gemach, and then the knots and the strings, remember 613. Psil Techeles, says Rashi, what's the Psil Techeles? The blue is Deim Aliyam, which reminds us of the sky, which reminds us of Kisei Kovid, Havir Shemayim. Rashi then says an interesting thing on Pasuk Loisha Suru. Says Rashi Loisha Suru, Kumo'u Metura Oretz, like the spider land, Haleva Anayim Raglan Aguf, Mesarsim Loy Averis. The eyes and the heart are the spies for the body, and it brings the person to Averis. So Rashi says this word Loisha Suru we say every day, morning and night in Kirishma, is a same notion as the beginning of Parsha. Vayeturu lotur, that the eyes and the heart are the marag and the spies for our body, that bring us to Averis. I want to say, this could be the Kesher, the beginning of Parsha, end of the Parsha. What was the Chet Maragim? They used the eye, the sword, that's the soul, and they came back and spoke to Shahara. So the eyes started seeing, they didn't have a Shmir Sinai, and they didn't look good for the soul. They use the heart to let out the feelings and talk about it. The end of the Pasha warns them, giving you tzitzis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order you should remember, Zachatem, lo yizasu acha v'acha v'nechem. And therefore the body, says Rashi, has these spies in our body. We walk in the street, we see things that are pitzidik or inappropriate. We have to shmir sanayim, yizasu acha v'nechem. The vavkum, same thing. We should have feelings, we should watch over our feelings. We can't stop our feelings, we should have to be careful with it. Watch over our legs. That could be the connection, though it's a pseudo of the beginning of partially of Latur of the Meraglim. Rashi then ends off, Ani Hashem Lekechem, says the last Pasuk, it says, Eskim Eretz Yisrayim, Lies Lechem Lekim, Ani Hashem Lekechem. This week we see, Chai Yisrael back in Yisrayim, people are saying, it's not to go back, it's a way to go back to Yisrayim, and would say, don't worry, it's only to stop over. But Yisrayim reminds us, says the Pasuk, Ani Hashem, when you remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zeich Yitzias Mitzrayim, we remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, so minus Yish Hashem, minus Hashem Titas, creates Yom Tov. How does this happen? How does all saying Mitzrayim, remembering Yitzrayim, Kiddush, all the mitzvahs of Mitzrayim we have? It says, Rashi, Ani Hashem, Nemel Hashem Skar, and Elekechem Nemel Lifora. Ani Hashem means, I give you a reward. And Elekechem is the Lashon Milch HaDin, Elekim, I'm going to pay back. Shetzei Tzieskem and Tzayim Rashi, Amanas came, Bedis Yeskem, Shekaba Lechem Zeroisai. I took out Mitzrayim, why? In order you should be, I forgive you, you have to, Mekaba, accept my Zeris, my decrees. Now, Zeris can mean Halacha. I'm about to make a Zeris, make an extra decree, Halacha. Zeris also means the Zeris of Ben Hashemayim, the Shemis, the everyday difficulties, the Tzoris we have. The Zeris Ben Hashemayim. When we go remember Mitzrayim, and Mizrayim to Mitzrayim, to remember all the Tzoris we have at Klai Yisrael, which both gives the Tzoris. Mekabal it. Mekabal Zeris Ben Hashemayim. Hey, there's some dust, dust is in the Shemayim. When I finish off, the Haftarah, Yeshua, talks to the Meraglim. Last part of the Haftarah says, by Yerim of the Yeshua, Kinnah Hashem Be'edeinu Es Kol Ha'aretz, Yam Namoyer Kiyoshi Oit Paneinu. We should be Zoyche, this part of the Kuyim already, Hashem should give us Nosh Nes Kol Ha'aretz, we should have a land, be ours, and Namoyer Kiyoshi Oit Paneinu, all everyone around Eretz Yisrael, all the Arabs and everyone else who are hurting us, and even the people who are not hurting us, they think they're doing the toys to help us. It's not really help us. And we find today's daf yom, I believe, says that the Baruch Hu Ba'ish Mashiach is going to call the band together, they're going to want to have Skar, and they're going to say, we made bridges, we made wars, we made markets for all to help Kai Yisrael. It's like the Baruch Hu, you made it for yourself. I found it interesting why we're saying one of the things that Melech Parah says is he made wars. He made wars to help Kai Yisrael in Torah? He made war because he had a battle. How does the war help Torah? The bathhouses help, the marketplace where the Kiseka helps. But how does the war help? When the people are having war, it brings us this iris. It brings us a face to the tshuva. We get scared, we get pakad. So we have the Yishamayim, we sit down and learn with Davut Hashem. They said, we need to help the Kai Yisrael. The war is broken on them. The war for yourself, the fight against Kai Yisrael. I'm the one to help Kai Yisrael, the Yishamayim. So we'll be zayt to this portion of the Queen already. Shad Yeshua, and all get the Yishvi Arsh and the Medical Fanecha. Have a good Shabbos.
Oh, hey. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just one thing. Yud Kevuf Kehud.
Yeah, just tell them off.